Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael Barkan. And this is the Good Neighbor Podcast, once again, bringing to you good neighbor businesses, primarily from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, the southeast corner of Pennsylvania. We refer to that affectionately as Delco. And today I'm excited because our guest today is from Delco originally, or part of Delco, and then also now expanding outside of Delco, which is always the case because Delco is the gateway to the rest of Pennsylvania and sometimes the rest of the world, we like to say. Today, our guest is a lady who is starting a new grand opening of her business because it's so popular already online. They needed to have a flagship store for Design Life Kids. Let me introduce to you the owner, the founder of Design Life Kids, Kim Wardell. Kim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Kim, you know, you're doing it different. You started a very successful online business, and it became so successful that it's time to now bring it out as a retail store. And that in itself is a story when it's kind of going in reverse that way. But first, let's talk a little bit about Design Life Kids, because it's a broad name and it can mean a lot of things. And people are starting to think, well, what could that be if she's actually going to be starting a store? So, Kim, what will Design Life Store and Design Life Kids store, the flagship store that's going to be opening up in the shopping center in East Goshen, which is technically Westchester zip code, what will they be selling as you sell online also?
So Design Life Kids, the brick and mortar flagship store here in Westchester, will be focusing primarily on fashion, home decor, and toys for ages 0 to 16. What I do is I curate from small businesses around the world, Europe, Australia, and from the U.S. here, just small businesses, high quality, a lot of minimalist, modern, Scandinavian style. But again, all small business items. I like to support, you know, high quality pieces from fashion, but unisex styles, boys, girls, you know, cool bikes, skateboards, beauty products, good toys, but unique items. It's not stuff you're going to find everywhere. It is just a handful of items that you would find from our online store.
You know, that's interesting, Kim, because a lot of us find very interesting online stores and we see unique items, but we miss the ability to kind of touch, feel it, you know, feel how quality, you know, how much quality is in that product. And you've recognized that to the point where now, at least in this, you know, Tri-County metro Philly area, if someone has interest in your products from seeing them online, they can actually come to the store now, come April. And I'm thinking that Design Life Kids is really kind of an interesting concept. It's not just interesting products, but it's design products in a way, decor products, but specifically with kids in mind. And when you say that, does that mean that for decorating rooms or for, you know, having, things that they're taking to school or is it clothing, all of the above, right?
It's all of the above. It's a very boutique style store. It's not filled with clutter. The idea is when I started it, it was for pieces that you would want around your house. It's stuff that adults love to look at and not feel like when you become a parent that you, having children meant that your world was just taken over by having kids. Mm. Were pieces that you felt that you could fall in love with and that you could pass down for generations, whether it was clothing that your kids could wear every day and then pass down, you know, to their own children because the quality was so good. Or it could be a decorative item that you would put in their room that you wouldn't mind having in your own living room. Kind of a sculptural piece, but that was actually functional at the same time, whether it was a bank, a piggy bank, right? For lack of better terms, but that was actually sculptural and beautiful at the same time.
So Kim, would you say that there's any comparative type of shop that women maybe who are looking to buy things for their home decor wise or men, but on an adult level, have you kind of taken a concept and brought it down to the mind and the hearts of youth? Is there any kind of a shop that is nationally known that you'd say, well, we're kind of a cross between this and that?
When I first started, nothing like this existed.
Not for kids.
Not for kids specifically. We did do a pop-up shop about 9 years ago, and the world wasn't ready for it. So I decided, you know what, this isn't going to work. But online, we killed it, and it worked really well. So we took a break, and we just kept doing it online.
I can see it becoming a destination location for mom and daughter trips out. You know, it's when they're trying to do some mom and girl time together. You know, when there's a reward based situation or just a dad that wants to actually spend time with his daughter, this is a place to go, because not only is it eye candy that is going to be enjoyable to the daughter, say, or the young man, the different kinds of items that they can look at and touch. But it's a conversation builder. It gets the conversation going between parents, and certainly is a great destination location for gift giving. I just can imagine, because sometimes it's hard to figure out what to get that daughter. You don't need to, you know, get electronic things all the time, and you don't need a cell phone enhancement or accessory. But when it comes to decor, clothing, you know, items that will stay with them, that they'll remember from their youth and hold on to into their adulthood, it sounds like Design Life Kids is that relatively new concept that you're bringing, and you're bringing it not only from online with great popularity online, but now a flagship store. Can I ask, Kim, am I thinking here too big? Is it possible that you're looking at your first store, second store? Is this going to go somewhere? Because I think there's a lot of listeners right now going right to the website. It's designlifekids.com, and they want to see these products that you're describing.
I appreciate that. Ultimately, I think the goal would be that we would like to open up over time in big major cities around the country. We have I've created a indoor play space as well that has a border of a cityscape. And the idea over time would be to recreate those cityscapes in major cities and replicate that this idea with the city in mind. It's something you have to see in person, though, when you come here.
Well, that's why I mentioned it. I think we have the beginning of a new destination location. And for people in Delco, Delaware County, that like to travel just a little bit, it's right over the border into beautiful Chester County, Pennsylvania, in the, I guess the township is East Goshen there. Everyone knows that shopping center. I think they even might call it the Westtown Shopping Center, where the giant food store is across from the Big Wawa, correct? That shopping center there on Westchester Pike.
In
East Goshen area. And it's called Design Life Kids. It's not open right at this moment, but it will be by the time you hear this, right? So it's a grand opening that's happening for a store that's coming from being successful online at designlifekids.com to now being a flagship store location, a destination location for moms, daughters, you know, bring the family, bring the sons and the dads, because everybody will see things that will be fun to touch. And it's a great new concept that Kim Wardell has been working on for years successfully online. Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into retailing? Was it by necessity, or were you trained in retail early on?
I actually, back in the day, went to school when e-commerce was a major, when we first started in the industry. And, you know, later in life, I started this business as kind of a therapeutic thing. My husband had actually passed away about 10 years ago. And back then I was a lifestyle blogger. My daughters were, 5 and 6 years old. And when he passed away very, very suddenly from cardiac arrest, I didn't know what to do with my life at the time. And I took those sleepless nights and, I decided I couldn't blog anymore. And, within 3 months after his passing, I started the store.
And you had to learn a lot about buying product internationally and shipping and cost and you know, will the product sell and what happens if it doesn't sell and what to do with the remaining product and everything. I'll bet you there were a lot of broken pickaxe handles trying to figure all that out over the years.
There was. I did everything out of my living room with my daughters. You know, we learned a lot. We made a lot of mistakes, but I always say that, you know, kind of making mistakes is the best way to learn. And, you know, we worked out of our living room and our basement and our garage for the first 5 years.
What a great story. And I have to say, your website, I love that you have a little countdown timer on your website right now, getting ready for the big opening of the store that's coming up in April. But certainly the website is there. functioning now for online commerce. And you'll get a chance, listeners, if you go to designlifekids.com, you'll end up seeing all of the different products that Kim Wardell and her team have put together for you as a curation of products from all over the world, but the kind of products, as Kim says, that you're not going to see in other stores as much. And you certainly, you know, this is not a dollar store. It's really high quality products that are attractive and attractive to the eye. And that's what we look for when we're looking for gifts or we're looking for something unique to display on in our homes or even clothing to not just look like the next person in school. Right, Kim? And you told me that your store actually, and I guess the way you do your shipping, you actually try to use youth that are fans of your store in jobs, their first jobs sometimes.
Yeah, we hire from the age of 14 and older. I think I find inspiration from them. You know, they make suggestions. They have creative minds. I love a fresh mind. My own daughters come and work for us. And the idea for the employees who will be working in the store is that they are your personal shoppers. You know, it's a boutique. It's just not your regular store. So when you come in, you know, we ask, what are your interests? What are your favorite colors? What are your hobbies? You know, what are you looking for? And then we will come and dress you. And, you know, we've got our fitting room here. You know, we will, from top to bottom, you know, what are you looking for? You know, whether you want something for your nails, your hair, a really cool balance bike. You know, we've got a little bit of everything. We're here to serve you.
That's wonderful, Kim. And when listeners to this program have listened to a number of episodes, they really begin to see what the common thread is in the Good Neighbor podcast. It's a good neighbor business, obviously, that we're trying to bring to the community. But what is the thread there? It is serving the community and serving by their product, by their service. And you obviously are doing just that. You not only are bringing products that were originally only available to us online, but the ability to actually now go and see them and try them on and see if they fit or if we really like them when we hold them in our hands and take them home. But you're also bringing employment to the community and employment of youth. And this is really important because not enough youth are out working and getting to understand what customer support and customer service is and really what the drag is of having to kind of work rather than be at home playing. But that's what helps youth grow up. And I think, Kim, I'm sensing that you're not only a great businesswoman, but you're probably a wonderful mom and you're really probably a good boss too, that's going to be able to be employing other young ladies and men at your store. It's Design Life Kids, and it's the first store of its kind, I think. It's certainly the flagship store of designlifekids.com. Now showing up, it's a Westchester zip code. If you'd like to visit the store, you're going to want to use a Westchester, Pennsylvania zip code. The address is 1502 Westchester Pike in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And for those of you who do know the area around here, Delaware County, Chester County area, it is the Westtown Shopping Center. There's a big giant food store in that shopping center. It's across from that very large Wawa. And I think there's a Burger King in the middle of that parking lot. So you see it when you drive by East or West on Westchester Pike. And that shopping center is where the flagship store of Design Life Kids is going to be opening up in early April. So go to the website, look at the countdown clock at designlifekids.com and see the products. You're going to want to know what they sell and you're going to want to think of Design Life Kids retail location opening up as a new destination location for your family. Kim Wardell, you are a good neighbor business for sure. And our program here awards you that Good Neighbor Podcast Award because you came and you shared and you are making a difference in the community. Best of luck with your opening, Kim.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I'm honored.
Well, thank you for coming on the program, and everybody, please, let's go out and honor this woman of business here in this month of March, and let's get out and support Design Life Kids in Westchester, Pennsylvania, opening in early April. Thank you, everybody, and thank you very much, Kim, for being our guest today.
Thank you again.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-5555. 3745.